communities are learning about a 550-mile natural gas pipeline that might be coming through the state. Dominion Resources is sponsoring a series of informational gatherings, one of which happened in Lewis County. The open house style meeting gave landowners and area residents an opportunity to informally learn about the project. A half a dozen Dominion representatives, engineers, and contractors made themselves available for questions, passed out maps. Chair of the West Virginia Sierra Club, Jim Sconyers, attended the meeting to pass out leaflets and voice environmental concerns over the pipeline. The course runs through the Monongahela National Forest. He says groups like his aren't just concerned about breaking up fragile ecosystems, but the challenges with the terrain also pose safety concerns.
They're talking about putting this pipeline up and down 4,000 and 4,500-foot mountains. The potential for accident destruction through erosion, crossing major numerous of our streams and rivers, is just too much to consider.
The proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline would begin in Harrison County and then cut southeast through Lewis, Upshur, Randolph, and Pocahontas counties on its way to Virginia. It would then split on the Virginia-North Carolina border. The main pipe turns south, continuing into North Carolina, and a second branch turns east and leads to Norfolk, Virginia. The capacity of the pipeline is projected to be 1.5 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day. Dominion says the project could create more than 17,000 jobs, 3,000 of those in West Virginia. Most would be temporary construction jobs, but the increase in demand that could come with the pipeline reaching new customers could lead to more jobs on drilling sites. Dominion spokesperson Chet Wade says it'll take at least 4 years to see the project completed.
First, we have about a two-year regulatory approval process. It's a very thorough process headed by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but many of the state agencies are involved, local governments involved in that approval process. Ultimately, once we get that approval, it's another 2 years then for construction. It would be done in sections, and we would expect it to be in service by the end of 2018.
Last night's meeting was the first of two in West Virginia. The second is scheduled for September 24th in Durbin in Pocahontas County. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.